This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. When someone is elderly and incapacitated, it often falls to a loved one to make healthcare or financial decisions for them. The next of kin is able to do this because they've been given what's called power of attorney. But sometimes a vulnerable adult can be taken advantage of. A new state law is meant to curb such abuse. 88.5's Paula Whistle has the story.
The law, which took effect at the first of the year, is called the Uniform Power of Attorney Act. State Senator Jamie Peterson, who was a sponsor of the legislation, says the old law was badly in need of an update.
The problem with Washington's fairly basic power of attorney statute before was that there were almost no formalities that were required for executing a power of attorney. No witnesses, no notary.
As a result, he says someone could commit fraud by using the power of attorney, say signing the form without the affected party's consent and then draining their checking account. The new law requires that before a power of attorney form is signed for either health care or financial purposes, there have to be two witnesses or it has to be notarized. The law also lists out specifically what powers someone has when they are granted the right to make decisions for someone unable to manage their own affairs. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.